The church celebrates the feast of the Holy Family this weekend, and we might think that since Jesus, the Son of God, Emmanuel, the Messiah, was born to this family had a special privileges. They were ahead of everything else or everyone else already. And yet when we look at the gospel passages for the last few days, we'll find out that the story of the Holy Family is quite complicated and challenging. Before they got married, they were found to be with a child. Mary and Joseph had a tough decision to make. How do we deal with the precepts of the law? How do we respect the law of Moses? And how do we reconcile the message that Mary has received through the angel, that she was found with a child? And before this child was even born, they had to travel to be registered in a different place. And when they arrived to where they needed to be to register for the census, they found that there is no room for them. So the child child Jesus to be born had to search with his parents for a place to be even born. They found it in a makeshift stable, in a barn, of all places, in the midst of the living creatures, but not in the midst of the people. You know, and it's the challenge, because as soon as this child is born, King Herod hears about this from the Magi, and being threatened, so he thinks, about his position as a king, he gives an order. All newborn, firstborn male is to be slaughtered up to years of two. You know, up to age of two, can you imagine the news that reached Mary and Joseph, hearing the news of how many children have been killed, and only because somebody was threatened by the message of God, who brings to our life the newborn Messiah. Joseph and Mary had to make decisions about living in Egypt, had to come back to Jerusalem, or to Israel actually, and still being threatened by the powers of this world, they finally found a quiet, secluded place in Nazareth. We probably could come up with some more stories from the life of Mary and Joseph and Jesus, thinking, you know, that it should be a holy family, a perfect family, and yet to realize that this holy family had many challenges that they faced from the very beginning of their existence as a family. But perhaps that's where the wisdom of God is, you know, trying to tell us. Because if we look at our own families today, what do we find? Broken marriages, struggling parents, parents who haven't spoken to their children, maybe for years sometimes, siblings who are fighting with each other, sometimes not even remembering what was the reason they started to argue. You know, the families that we know as trying to establish the day of the wedding, thinking in our 20s we are going to conquer the world with our dreams and possibilities and knowledge and powers, only to wake up one day in the midst 40s or so and thinking, what has happened? The world we were to conquer is slowly conquering us. The youthfulness, the wisdom, the strengths that we thought we had are beginning to fade, and pains and aches are becoming the routine of the day. And what do we do? You know, we thought that we knew better, and the decisions we have made, as we reflect upon them, we find our families, our lives, are simply broken, in need of peace and help and courage. But perhaps God's wisdom is just in that. Because into this imperfect world, into this challenging moments of the human family, Emmanuel, God with us, is born. He comes into our midst just one like us, so that he can help us to find hope and courage in our daily life. Our God doesn't come to us to be like a magic genie who can fix everything at the snap of his finger. But he comes to us recognizing our failures, weaknesses, but also reminding us of our potential, our joy that we have from God. And God comes to bring us the message of renewed hope and strength, of courage and a joy in the gift of faith that one day joining Jesus as a family in heaven will be able to rejoice for eternity within the grace of God. And that's the message of Christ for us today. Is not to worry and not to be frightened by the brokenness of our world or our families, of our own life, but to be renewed and strengthened in the knowledge that God is with us in all of it. God comes to us with the message of hope, reminding us that our good is greater than our brokenness, encouraging us by his own gift of life to rise day after day, especially in the moments of darkness, to rise and to face the gift of new life, life that Christ, the Emmanuel, brings into our hearts.